welcome back to Bring Something to the Table. I am your host, John, and we are back. And joining me always is the lovely...
Hello, people. Ashley here.
Oh, man. It's good to hear that, you know?
Yeah.
It's really good to hear that.
I mean, thanks.
I feel like it's been such a long time.
I mean, kind of, I guess.
Yeah. We've been busy.
We have been
You've
busy.
You've been busy.
I have been busy.
So what have you been doing?
I've been gone.
You had a little vacation?
I did. I had a nice little retreat with my mother and her dog.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. It's a nice little remote... cabin in the mountains of North Carolina.
That sounds lovely.
Oh, it was so lovely. Oh, so nice.
I'm jealous, man. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it was interesting. We had to go put my mom's truck in four-wheel drive to get to the cabin.
Okay. So a little off-road in it?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was very remote.
I could dig it.
Yes, it was interesting.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I'm feeling recharged, regenerated.
That's good. Getting the positive vibes flowing again.
Yes.
While you were gone, I did something.
What'd you do?
I bought a new car.
You did what?
I know. I don't like to spend money on myself. I'll spend money on anybody else all day long.
Interesting.
Know?
Okay.
But like when it comes to buying something for myself nice... You know, I tend to go the budget side of things for myself. I'm like, I don't need that new this or new that.
You put others first.
I tend to always put others first. But this was an investment.
Okay.
You know, I had a 2005 Ford Explorer.
Okay.
Transmission was shot. Crack in the radiator.
Wow.
The left tire was wobbly. But I was still making it.
But you were making it.
Yeah. When I found out that I couldn't go in reverse, I was like, maybe it's time to look at some new vehicles.
Yeah.
Especially after they're like, it's going to cost about $4,000 to fix all this. And I was like, let's start looking. But so I got that 2020 Nissan Rogue.
Nice.
And
got that new car smell.
Oh, it's so nice. It is so nice. So yeah, I kind of spoiled myself a little bit.
Okay, so we both on that spoiling trip now.
I don't know what got into me. I'm sure I'll be crying in a month from now when I see.
But you got to pay that.
When those payments roll in, I'm gonna be like, "Yo, is this right?
Yeah,
somebody.
Do I really need this? I don't need to go in reverse." Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, as long as I don't go in reverse, I think I will be fine.
Just pop it in neutral, roll back.
Exactly. I always park on an incline.
There you go.
I got like bricks up and on under the tires. But it's not a safe vehicle. Like I would have felt really bad if you've been like, "Hey, JY, let's go take a drive over here," and I would be like, "Well, we gonna have to take your car,
right? You got to come pick me up."
Yeah, I don't feel too. I'll drive myself all day in it because it's just me driving.
Yeah,
it. But it was like wobbling a little bit. It squeaked. It sounded like an old broken mattress, like I mean, I was holding this thing together with some tape.
I was just about to say, you got some duct tape on it.
But I mean, it still ran though. It got me from point A and B. It was just old.
Yeah.
But I mean, my dad had it for 15 years and then kind of passed it on to me for a little bit. He's always wanted to give his son a car, you know.
Aww,
it was like one of his fatherly dreams.
Aww.
Like, he was so proud when he gave me his car. He was just like, "Oh, you want to give my son a car?"
No.
So I mean, that's why I took it.
Yeah. So nice, Mr. Young.
You know, but he did help me buy this one.
Oh, and cool.
He's a beast when it comes to shopping for cars.
So
if you ever need somebody to go with you to buy a new vehicle,
I was about to say,
hey, he'll show out. He'll get you what you want though.
Of course, I'm waiting for flying cars before I buy my next vehicle.
So you're going to be waiting a long time, huh?
I'm ready for it.
I mean,
listen.
Amazon got them drones, so I guess it's a matter of time.
I mean, hopefully.
It's so expensive, though. I mean, Tesla is going to be flying in a couple of years, I feel.
I hope so. Because I ain't getting another car until we got flying vehicles.
If I get an option to get a Tesla, though, I do want one. I want an electric car. I was looking at electric cars before I bought this one just to see what the prices would be. It wasn't just Tesla. Nissan has an electric now. Ford has an electric. But I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, anything with Tesla attracts me.
Really?
Yeah.
Noted. I need to get that car quick. Right. All right. Well, anyway.
Well, I mean, I was... it's more because of... You know who Nikola Tesla is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my homie.
It's my homie.
Tesla, look, we go way back. So
listen, we would have already had flying cars had we had all his stuff already.
Look, I'm just saying, we'll get into Tesla another
day. Right. Another day. That's another episode. I'm going
to go into this whole other, like, you know, side. Okay. I do got some Tesla facts.
Oh, okay.
I know some things. I'm smarter than you. Look, I'm smarter than your average babe.
I thought you were about to say you're smarter than me. We got to take a break.
You know I'm not smarter than you. Ashley fact checks me all the time.
Listen.
She's like, look here, you dummy. And I'm just like, oh, you're right. She corrects my grammar, my spelling.
I mean, that's just the writer in me.
But no, I know. I'm just not great. Look, I've never been a smart dude. I never claimed to be a smart dude, you know. I mean, I was like, it took me such a long time to... I was a slow learner. I was a super slow learner.
Oh, me too.
And I felt like I would never get it. I felt dumb most of my childhood. My parents were super nice about it, super chill. They paid for me to get all these tutors and, you know, they took me to all these different programs to help me to keep up with the classes that are in, because I was still in standard classes. I just was not getting it. And I was like, put me in them slow classes, please. You know, I was begging to get put in those slow classes, but I still had normal science and normal everything else. And I was just like, I'm not getting it. And I don't know what it was, but nobody would listen to me. They just thought I was lying. Like, oh, he just doesn't want to learn, or he's just being lazy. But I was just like, no, I just don't get it. Like, if you show me and you talk to me and, like, we're one-on-one, yes, I am learning. But when I'm sitting in a group of people with a bunch of people, like, my mind goes so many different places. Like, my ADD kicks in. I don't know what it is, but I'm just not there. So I spent a lot of time being super embarrassed or, like, not feeling confident. Like, when I have to get up and read a report in front of the classroom, I would get super nervous. I would get sick every day at school. Every day. Stomach ache, I would throw up. I was so nervous and scared all the time. But anyway, I'm going too far on.
Well, I was gonna say, I always had trouble with reading and writing. Those are my worst subjects in school. I mean, it took a lot of dedication to really master it for me. And that's
insane.
Yeah, and now I like, that's all I do is read and write.
Yeah, you're fantastic, man. I thought I was gonna do something with math, because that was the one thing I was good at. I sucked at reading and writing, but you gave me some numbers, and I was like, fucking, everything was clicking, you know? It was just like, oh, I knew math.
Me and math, no. It's fun when I get it. It's just getting to that part.
Oh, man. Well, now that we got the introductions out of the way, we could go.
I mean, what's going on?
Obviously, we could go on for hours, obviously just catching up and rambling about the good old days and how dumb I was.
We've had a long, busy week. So.
We did have a long, busy week, so this is nice.
Yeah, catching up.
It's a good way to start the week.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Ashley.
So, John.
It's that time to let the people know what we bring into the table.
All right, people.
I feel like I should have a sound effect or something.
You should.
That plays. Just like some jingle music or something. This is what we're bringing to the table. I don't know. I don't know how it would sound, but.
I mean, I guess that could work.
I'll keep working on it. So what you bringing to the table tonight?
All right, John. Well, I mean, we were a little bit serious with the last episode. We're talking about COVID, a little bit sensitive subject about how it's affected you and me and the people around us. So we're wanting to go a little bit lighter this time.
Yeah.
Not so serious. Things that we can kind of joke around with, and well, not really joke around with, but, you know, have something lighter to talk about.
A little bit more lighthearted, you know? Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're trying to do. Oh, and then random side note, what I had wanted to say on the last episode, which I'll just throw in there
for
the people.
Do it, you know.
I had forgotten to mention this. I think it was our friend Caitlin that had posted it.
Yes.
There was a COVID article that she had posted on her Facebook, which I swiped from her and reposted it online.
Hey, I do the same thing all the time.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Yep, appreciate you.
But yeah, it's a interesting article. It's pretty unbiased. It's about a supercomputer that ran all of this data on COVID and the different symptoms and things like that that people have been experiencing, and put together this theory about of the things about why people are getting all these random symptoms and what could be causing it. And it even gave some options for treatments.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if maybe we can try and link that for people to read.
You can definitely put it on the Instagrams.
The Instagrams. The Grams.
I think we're going to get a Facebook.
You think?
I think it's time.
I mean, I don't know.
I think it's time. I know Facebook is kind of trash. Going to
be censoring us quite a bit, I feel like.
I mean, they're going to be fact checking a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they are.
But we're going to find out more ways to get the show out there and people involved, you know, whether it's via Reddit or Twitter or, you know, we're going to branch out a little
bit. I mean,
more.
I don't know much about Reddit. I'm going to have to fact check them, checking it
out.
Dude,
Reddit's awesome. We can do a whole episode on Reddit.
Oh, really? Okay.
Dude, there's so many great Reddit rooms. Ooh, good stuff. Classic reading.
Gotcha. Okay. So, well, I don't know about that. I'll have to look into it.
I definitely want to hear more about the article, and I'm definitely
yes,
going to check
it out. Yes, because it's very interesting. So, definitely.
Okay.
But, yeah, so after that side note, what we're going to be talking about in this episode.
Go for it, girl. Go for it.
Since we're going to be a little more... let me start that over. A little bit more lighthearted, a little tongue twister right there.
How'd that go?
I don't even remember.
Okay.
A little bit more lighthearted this time. So we're going to talk about things that bring people together. Because I feel like lately we're kind of focusing on things that make us different, which, you know, there's good things to, you know, that make us different that we should. What is the word I'm trying to find?
Jigaboo. What? Has nothing to do with anything, but I knew it would make her laugh. And now we're going to have to start over. I try my hardest to break her every episode. To the point where she just can't stop laughing. And it's usually during the pre-conversation, never during the show.
Oh, but, Lord, I can't even breathe.
Yeah, I got it. But continue.
Completely lost my train of thought.
We're talking about differences, you know, people being divided. But we're going to talk about some similarities that brings us all to the table.
Well, I don't even know what the word is that I was trying to find, but, you know, it's nice to appreciate differences. That's the word I'm looking for.
There you go, yeah,
it's nice to appreciate differences, but it's when you start getting into the negativity of the differences that really start to divide people. And I feel like that's really been a focus lately, on the negative issues that divide us. And not really a focus on, I mean, because there's more things that bring us together and that unite us than really divide us. And I feel
for
like,
sure, man.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of people kind of need that, you know, that uplifting reminder.
You want to know something that brings us all together, no matter who you are?
A table.
Besides the table.
Bringing it all to the table.
Don't matter on your race, religion, politics, your religious belief, whatever, you know. But guess what everybody can all get along with?
What?
Tacos.
I
Good old tacos.
Yes.
Look, I don't care who
I'm
you are.
I'm down with that.
I don't care who you are. Even our president loves tacos. He might hate some Mexican people, but he loves some tacos. And I love tacos. And we can sit down and eat tacos together. And we can get along eating tacos.
Yes. Listen, you know what that reminds me of? There is a show on Hulu. I honestly don't remember the name of it, but have you ever seen, what's the show?
I don't remember the name of it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't think you do.
It's like a documentary on tacos, right?
No.
We ain't talking about tacos anymore?
No, you reminded me of a show on Hulu, but it's not about tacos.
Oh,
well,
you said on Hulu. I'm thinking Netflix. Netflix has a documentary on different types of tacos.
Does it?
It's pretty good.
Is it? Okay. Noted.
Yeah. Ashley likes to steal my catchphrases.
No, I do. I like that one.
Yeah, there's a few. I don't want to call you out on all of them, but I've noticed.
What you mean?
I noticed, man.
I'm on top of it.
I'm rubbing off on her, man. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. Sorry, Mom. I apologize if I broke your daughter. She will be smart again one day.
Nobody can break me. All right, so. No, but on Hulu, there's... have you ever seen Top Chef?
Yeah.
The judge Padma.
Mm-hmm.
She has a show on Hulu. The episodes are only like 30 some minutes. They're not that long, but it's where she goes around to different parts of the United States and talks to different people in different cultures about what American food is and like where it comes from, you know, because America is a melting pot.
For sure. Yeah.
So, you know, all these things that we love, like she does one on hot dogs and, I think she does one on tacos. I don't know. Of course she does.
Yeah. She has to.
I haven't watched them all yet, but I've been really enjoying them.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, it's perfect for this episode to kind of bring that in because she's doing exactly what I feel like we need to be reminded of.
Gotcha.
You know, that what brings us together as Americans.
Food.
Yes.
Food is one
and
of those.
And I think she says that.
Great things where we can all just get along and agree.
Yes. It's like one of the main things that brings. I mean, everybody loves tacos. Everybody loves hot dogs.
And I told you, my parents used to do this Friends and Family Day where we just bring different people together and we would just have a nice meal and hang out and talk and just, you know, you meet some new people. There's some old people there. It was just something we did on Sundays. You know, our Sunday dinners are always been like, you know, you have Thanksgiving once a year. Every Sunday feels like Thanksgiving when you're at my family's house.
I like that.
It was a nice thing, obviously, COVID.
Well, if they ever start doing it again, I expect an invite.
Oh, you are first on the list. I don't know. My dad might embarrass me. He might. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean,
You better be ready.
I mean, he sounds like someone I would really get along with.
Oh, gosh. Father, if you're listening to this, you better be on your best behavior. I can't handle it.
Let's embarrass John.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So what are some other things besides food that you think would bring us all together?
Listen, I have... Okay, I'm going to have to borrow this.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you just keep talking.
Okay. First of all, you should have planned this better.
Well, I just thought of it.
Okay.
Why isn't this turning on? How does this work?
What are you trying to get to?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Why isn't it working?
Because you need my thumbprint, maybe?
Do I? I'm going to need you to open that. I'm trying to get onto his iPod here.
It's called an iPad. And she clearly doesn't know what she does.
Because I'm Android. Okay, maybe that's another thing that brings people together. Oh, but it also divides people. iPhones and Androids.
It definitely divides us. Because
hey, but you got your Android people.
Yeah, which are all weird.
What do you mean?
I'm assuming you want Google, right?
Nah, don't worry about it though.
Okay, I don't know what she's doing. I have no idea what she's doing.
Listen,
I was trying to get on the internet for her, but apparently she knows exactly what she's doing. So while she's looking that up, wasting time on the show.
I mean, you can always edit. I'm just trying to come.
No,
okay.
I want people to see how unprepared you are and...
I'm not unprepared.
Then what are you doing?
I just thought of something.
Okay. I'm excited now. It better be good, though.
It is.
Okay. So while she's over there working on the Google, you know, a few things that brings us together. Obviously, we talked about food. I mean, I would say religions, but there's so many different ones. So it's here and there. She might be. Are you listening, looking up audio cues? Is that what you're looking?
No. Wait a minute. What were you talking about? Listen. Okay. So my thing. Okay. So I have something that brings us all together.
Okay.
Okay. It's awesome. Listen. Well, you're going to have to listen to it in just a second.
Okay. Whenever she decides to figure out what brings us all together.
I mean, it's a little bit longer intro than I was expecting. Here we go. That's right.
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Music.
Yes.
Music.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, she couldn't just say music.
No, I had to show the people. Yeah.
She's so proud of that.
I am. Listen, who doesn't love Whitney? Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there's some people that can debate. Why? I have a love-hate relationship with Whitney.
What?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Oh, what is it?
We used to go on family road trips, right?
And listen to it? That song over and over again?
No, not that song. But my dad was obsessed with Whitney Houston, right?
And we'll definitely get along then.
And he used to play the Bodyguard soundtrack on repeat. On repeat. I don't know if you ever listened to that entire soundtrack, mm-mm. But once you hear it for the 37th time, we're driving to Mississippi to see my grandparents. Oh, you're going to hate Whitney. You're going to hate everything about Whitney.
You got to get out.
Why do I have to get out? This is my studio. I will not get out.
Nobody hates Whitney.
Girl. I thought we had some things in common, but now I don't think I even know you.
That song makes me happy.
Mm. Okay, that song
does
make me happy.
Okay.
You saw me doing a little robot. I did. I was popping, locking. Don't you want to dance?
I mean, I hope that wasn't too loud. I'm not sure how loud that was.
It was pretty loud. I got to go back and edit some things down. Smush some things in there.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, music. Music is something else that brings people together.
Yeah, music is a people song.
You know, your dad had that one soundtrack that he would play all the time. My dad had Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh.
Greatest Hits.
Okay, that was probably better than Whitney all the time, though.
Listen, you're right. No, I mean, I love Whitney just as much. But yeah, after a while, but I grew to appreciate Bruce.
Look, you like what you like. And my dad, he did love him some Whitney, but he liked Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul? And I can appreciate Paula Abdul.
I can't even think of the one that's a group of ladies. I can't even think of them. It's going to drive me crazy. But anyway, so I can't even name it, but he'll yell at me later. But he used to play. My dad likes a lot of female artists, like music and stuff.
Really?
He listens to a lot of R&B and stuff like that. And then he also used to listen to twerk music. So,
what? You know, Mr. Young.
Well, back then they didn't call it twerk music. Well, it was just like rap and mm-hmm. the kind of stuff we listened to back then. You know, it's like, you know, LL Cool J back then was more of a storyteller when he rapped versus the crap we're listening to now. But he had his workout mixes. So sometimes it'd be like some, don't stop, pop that.
How did that go?
Don't you worry about it. So I'd be like, yo, dad, what are we listening to? So we'll go into Whitney Houston to doom 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 doom. I'm like, yo, dad, what is this? So we would just be laughing in the back seat.
Oh, that's too funny.
He was a very well-rounded guy.
That's
and
funny.
Now I think he just listens to mostly gossip music.
Gospel.
Gospel music. And
I can get down some gospel music.
You know, and there's some music that I listen to. It's like, I don't know if I would call it gospel, but it does have some preachy things in it. But it's like,
okay,
I don't even know what to call it. It has good messages to it. And maybe by the end of this episode, I'll play a little bit of a song that I've been listening to.
There you go. Okay.
That's been like bumping in my head. I'm just like, yo, this is so good.
That's funny.
And it has a great message to it. So maybe we'll close the show out.
There you go.
Playing that song at the end.
I'm curious.
You guys can check it out on your own. Or if you like it, you know, we'll put a link to it in a post or something. So,
see, my growing up, my parents were always listening to what we would consider the oldies.
The oldies?
Yes.
The oldies but a goodie?
Which I could not, I did not appreciate when I was young. I did not want to listen to that music at all. My mom was a big, or she still is, a big Led Zeppelin fan.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, she loves her some Led Zeppelin.
Everybody has their things, though. Yeah. And like music is one of those things that really speak to anybody.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether it's rock or rap or classical country. I got some music that I listen to that you probably would never think is in my playlist.
You listen to some Mozart?
Besides Mozart. But I got like some Slipknot on my playlist.
Oh. Okay.
And obviously Linkin Park. Everybody went through a Linkin Park
phase.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
But it's just like, I have so many things. You'll just be like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
But I felt like there was a connection to like all that music. Like I could really understand where the artist was coming from. I can relate to him. So yeah, I get.
Listen, 90s music. I don't know. We we had some good music in the 90s.
We did.
We did though.
Whatever happened to that?
I don't know.
Man.
Listen, I'm going to turn into my parents and start listening to, I guess, what they would start calling the oldies is what we we grew up with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, are we at that age now?
Listen.
Listening to oldies?
I don't even listen to the radio anymore. Every once in a while, there's a song that I'll find randomly that I like that's newer, but.
I ain't listening to no, I haven't listened to radio in years.
Me either.
Unless it's talk radio. Sometimes I like to hear a little bit of the news or something. Yeah. Nah. I got my playlist and, you know.
I started getting into reggae a few years ago.
That is so weird, dude.
Listen.
You be jamon.
Yeah.
Jamon. No, hope you like jamon with you. I'm so jamon. I don't know the words, but something
that was
like
pretty good. That was pretty good, John.
Bumuka. Okay.
Wait, what?
Speaking of Jamaican tongues. Boom, chicken, like a.
But yeah, music speaks to people's souls, and it really brings people together.
Actually, I feel like we went all off topic.
What do you mean?
But not really. I just feel like
all connects.
It all connects, right? It's all bringing people back to the table.
Yeah, it's, you know, everything that brings us together.
Man, you are insane.
What do you mean? Let me see what else I got. Okay.
she has to consider her notes.
She's to consult my little book.
She has a little my little notebook. Gets all her phone numbers in it and her appointments and.
It's just a notebook.
Yeah,
it has all my notes in
it. So old, school.
I'm in my prime, JY.
Jesus, gotta go back and edit that part down.
That was pretty loud.
The speakers.
How high did I get?
Oh, you peaked. You definitely peaked. That's what we want to.
I mean, you did tell the people last episode, or was it the episode before, that I scream it at you a lot. So
you do scream at me a lot. People think you're all nice and sweet. When this show stops rolling and it's just me and you here, she's always yelling at me about something.
I don't yell.
She does. She abuses me.
He's just overly sensitive.
Wow. I'm overly sensitive because I'm in touch with my emotions.
Are you saying I'm not?
I'm just saying. She's so spoiled.
Listen.
She is so spoiled.
You right.
Thank you.
All right. So I have something else that really brought a lot of people together.
What's something that brought a lot of people
together? All right. That meme on Facebook with the cat and the white lady.
Yes. When she's yelling at that cat.
Yes, that everybody loved, that there were so many memes about.
Yeah, I think all memes in general. Like, I feel like everybody can relate to memes. And
yes.
They're a form of happiness.
Yes.
Like, you know, I wake up with a meme every morning. Like, I'm always looking at some meme. And I send them to people in the morning. I mean, they're just funny. You know, like, I sent the meme out this morning to someone as soon as I woke up. I was like, oh, this is funny.
I mean, what do they say? Laughter is medicine, you know?
It really is, dude.
It is.
I enjoy laughing or watching a good comedy, that the whole getting tears in your eyes and just.
Yes.
It's some, and if you're burning calories when you're laughing. So
I've heard that.
You know, this is a workout, I need a fact.
I need to fact check that and see how many calories you do burn.
Yeah. Oh,
how hard you have to laugh.
Yeah. You laugh a lot, though. So you look fit.
I do. Love to laugh. I don't.
I know that.
I'm just a happy person.
Hey, I want you to stay that way.
I'm going to try.
Okay. ladies and gentlemen, if you made it this long, and that means we're at the end of our episode.
Are we? Already?
Already. This is definitely...
Oh, I've been enjoying this one.
This definitely could be an hour conversation.
It could be. I've been really enjoying this. Did we want to kind of give them a sneak peek of what we're going to be doing coming up?
So coming up, we're going to have a three-part special.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. We're going to dive into a little bit of the politics, mm-hmm. you know, getting into some of the debates. The Democrats, the Republican, and the independent people as well, you know. Because sometimes you just don't know what side to pick.
Exactly. So, or if you even should.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're all different. And, you know, me not necessarily being from this country, I got some things to say. And I know people say that don't mean anything. But fun fact, I was a Japanese citizen before I was an American citizen.
I forgot about that.
So... You know,
do you have that dual citizenship?
I can apply for it. I just never have.
I think you should.
Because when you're born on Japanese soil, mm-hmm. they don't care if you're military, whatever. You are a Japanese citizen first. So I had to go to the American embassy as a child, and my parents had to get documents to let me come to the U.S.
Wow, I did not know that.
Fun fact. So, you know, people was like, oh, you ain't even from this country or blah, blah, blah. You know, I have friends that kind of make fun of me. Like, yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. But so I definitely have some things to say. And, you know, maybe I'll go back to Japan one day. I don't know. But watch out. Things get too rough here. You know, apparently both Koreas are about to unite. So there ain't going to be no.
Really?
You ain't hear about that?
Listen, I ain't into politics. I don't listen to the news.
North and South Korea said they're ready to talk about peace and reuniting.
Wow.
That blew my mind when I saw that on... Look, it was on the internet, so I don't know how true it is.
Oh, yeah, we need to fact check that, people.
We definitely got to fact check.
No, but that's awesome to hear that, though.
Yeah, so it's completely different. So like I said, we're going to end this. But we do have some politics coming up for you. And we're going to close the show with the song I was talking about.
Oh, that's right.
That I was listening to. So the show's going to end a little bit differently. So if you like the song, stick around and listen to it. And if you don't want to listen to it, just stop it. Just stop listening right now.
I mean, I'm curious.
So,
what was that? Was that it?
That wasn't it. It's like everything shut down.
What's going on?
It said no. My phone basically said, we ain't doing this.
John broke it.
I didn't break nothing.
Operator error.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you so much. And remember, we're all united. You know, okay, so I have one last
closing statement.
Which I completely forgot.
Did you really?
I did.
All right.
Okay, no, I remember. Okay. We just have to edit that out.
I'm not editing that out. That's gold.
Okay. I mean, you can keep it. That's fine.
We real, girl.
Well, you're right. You're right. We're not professionals here. We're just two people talking.
Exactly.
No, but when it comes down to it, I feel like 95% of people, you know, are unified in wanting the best for each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't think it's as crazy as the media is kind of portraying it. And I don't think we're as divided as the media would make us think that we are. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we just, I feel like 95% of the people, we just want the best for each other. We just have different ways of expressing it.
Ashley, I want the best for you.
Thanks.
I
want the best for myself, too.
I just
want
to see you happy. You never return the favor, you know?
Too, John.
No, yeah. It's too late. It's too late. This is what I'm talking about. She's so abusive. Mom, come get her. Come get her, Mom. Your mom, not my mom. You know who I'm talking about.
My mom's be like, she's your problem.
I don't want her.
This was all part of your master plan, John.
It is. It's so sad.
All right, what's the song? What's the song?
Guys, thank you for listening. And like I said, we're going to close
out
with the
song.
Yes,
and we are unified. Just remember that.
We are both at this table for a reason.
Yes.
And the name of the song is Judgment Day. So if you like it, we'll put a link in the description of the episode, so you can go check it out on Spotify.
There you go.
Give them a shout out. Let them know that the Bring Something to the Table podcast sent you. So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
I don't care what I switch up, I still got bars. I had to make this the intro. I'm just telling you what God told me. Look, I'ma start it like this. Look, look.
I got both hands on the Bible. All my angels with me and we attack on arrival. People thanking God, but they don't embrace him like I do. Saying they believe, but in public they in denial. That's just facts. You heard what I said? I'm making them scared. I don't want chest, arms, legs. I'm coming for heads. They flexing on the gram. I still feel like I'm ahead. Cause all that money won't matter the day we dead. God told me. A lot of us looking foolish. Acting like we believers, but doing nothing to prove it. We want him to get us through it and wonder why nothing moving. We thinking our lives are ruined, but look at the things we doing. We posting about life is miserable, saying nobody here for you. Should be thankful he hearing you, even for bowls of cereal. How we praying for miracles while we worship material. How we be hypocritical while we claiming we spiritual. That's dead. I want this life. I'm never afraid. I want this life. I'm never ashamed. I want this life. I'm changing the game. I want this life. They gon' remember the name. Every time I drink, I feel like Lucifer. I ain't lying. Why are all these women so tempting? Get off my timeline. Man, I'm so confused. Like what they look at me stupid for. I'm talking about God too much and they don't think that I'm cool no more. I guess I should be talking about women, drugs, and killing money. I'm not really getting the life I'm not really living. And disrespecting religion. Having sex with different women. And blatant carelessly sinning. Not thinking about repenting. Wait, let me stop. I'm saying too much. I might be too hazardous. The old me is dead, but I'm back to life like I'm Lazarus. Satan, hear you listening to this. I know he mad at us. All of my depression and still came out looking fabulous. I've been talking like this lately. They say I'm crazy. I suddenly wasn't lazy. I started feeling amazing and everything started changing, like the way I switched the flow. And everybody in my business. Whoa. But I don't care no more about anybody else's opinion. And I ain't about to be slowed down by something from yesterday. I'm about to pass the word around like a collection plate. I'ma separate the real and fake. I'm about to segregate. Are you ready for judgment day? I want this life. I'm never afraid. I want this life. I'm never ashamed. I want this life. I'm changing the game. I want this life. They gon' remember the name.
For the longest, I ain't appreciate my life, so it's like an anthem to me right here. I'ma do that one more time. I'ma bring the hook back in right here. We gon' do it like this. Okay. Here we go.
I want this life. I'm never afraid. I want this life. I'm never ashamed. I want this life. I'm changing the game. I want this life. They gon' remember the name. I want this life. I'm never afraid. I want this life. I'm never ashamed. I want this life. I'm changing the game. I want this life. They gon' remember the name.